Mark, unless you're a near native like I am, when you think of Steven Spielberg, Arizona might not be the first thing that comes to mind.
It is not, although I do tend to think of his long history of pretty great movie making.
E.T. Phone Home.
It's a dinosaur.
Uh-huh. Have you recently had a close encounter?
Une rencontre plutôt inhabituelle.
A close encounter with something very unusual.
Who are you people?
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Spielberg's had a huge number of major hits. There are some not-so-stellar films, like with any director, but a good many are logged into our collective pop culture psyche.
Indeed. I mean, just think about E.T. or Jaws or the fact that we named the dog Indiana. But instead of heading to space or treasure hunting or resurrecting dinosaurs, Spielberg is returning to his roots with his newest project.
The yet-to-be-named movie will center on a young child and teen living in Phoenix during the late 50s and early 60s, the story covering several time periods, and that is roughly the same time Steven Spielberg himself was living here in the Valley.
All the reports emphatically say the character's name is not Steven, but the story, which Spielberg co-wrote with Tony Kushner, sounds like there are definite hints of the young filmmaker in the story.
And this one is on the fast track, Mark, set to be released next year.
All right, well, maybe he'll come on the show and talk about it with us, and hopefully we won't have to chase a giant boulder if that happens.
But do you like snakes? I think that's the key question right now.
Why does it always have to be snakes?
Yeah, snakes and clowns. I don't like clowns either. Spielberg,
not
fortunately,
good.
Hasn't done a clown movie yet.
Not yet. Not yet.